one of the things that Randall Ralston talks about as well is this example of someone who in 2004 committed infanticide, killed her own child,
yes.
and says that she did so because she believed God was commanding her to. Now, it will be right. easy enough to just say, I just don't think God was commanding her to. But the question I want to ask is, given everything you've just said, how can we know this? Because generally, if I ask somebody, yes. look, if God told you to shoot up a primary school, would you do it? And what they tend to say is something like, well, I wouldn't believe that was God because that runs against his nature. The problem is
yes.
that, sure, you might want to say that, you know, just asking a mother to kill her child for no apparent reason might run against God's nature. It just seems to me that intuitively, if we didn't have this story in the Hebrew Bible, if the story of the Canaanites didn't exist, and we were speaking in the hypothetical, and I said, well, you know, what if God told you to, I don't know, walk into somebody's land and not just drive them out, but if they refuse to go, to kill them, and then come back and kill the women and kill the children, and in fact, kill the animals too, and if they leave the animals, they get punished for not killing the animals as well. What if he told you to do something like that? And I imagine the only thing somebody would be able to say is that, well, of course God wouldn't tell me to do that, and that's how I know that I wouldn't want to follow that command. But that's exactly what's happening here. So it leads us to a radical moral skepticism, in other words, is Rouse's critique.
Oh, I don't think it does that, but notice what you're raising here now is an epistemological question, not a meta-ethical question. This is now no longer a question about whether or not it would be right or even obligatory to carry out such a command. The question now you're raising is an epistemic question about how could I be sure that God has, in fact, issued such a command. And in the case that you mentioned of Andrea Yates, this was a severely mentally disturbed woman who was hearing voices and was schizophrenic. And it might well be the case that epistemically, Alex, that no one would be justified today in thinking that God had issued such a command. It would be plausible to think that they ought to conclude that, in fact, they're hallucinatory or schizophrenic or mentally ill and go see a counselor.